Have you ever been absolutely certain you knew what someone was thinking, only to discover you were completely wrong? Maybe you assumed your partner was upset about something you did when they were actually worried about work. Or perhaps you were convinced a colleague disliked you, only to learn they deeply respected you. These moments reveal an uncomfortable truth: the very ability that makes us human, our capacity to understand other minds, is far less reliable than we believe. We navigate the world with unshakable confidence in our mind-reading skills, yet the evidence suggests we're operating with a broken compass. This gap between confidence and accuracy shapes everything from our closest relationships to global conflicts, and understanding it might be the most important step toward genuine human connection. We make split-second judgments constantly. Within 50 milliseconds of seeing a face, we form impressions about competence that predict election outcomes with 70% accuracy. This lightning-fast assessment system breeds tremendous confidence. Like President George W. Bush claiming he could read fear, confidence, and resolve in world leaders after brief meetings, we trust our snap judgments implicitly. The uncomfortable reality: we're terrible at reading specific individuals. We're only 18% better than chance at guessing who likes us. Job candidates can't predict which interviewers were impressed. Speed daters fail to identify who wants to date them. Our lie detection hovers at 54%, barely better than a coin flip. Even loved ones remain mysteries. Strangers read each other's thoughts with 20% accuracy, while married couples reach only 35%. In newlywed game studies, romantic partners predicted responses correctly 44% of the time, yet believed they were right 82% of the time. This overconfidence increases with relationship length, while actual accuracy flatlines. We don't just struggle to understand others, we're blind to how much we're struggling. We assume we know ourselves, even if others remain mysteries. This certainty, foundational to Western philosophy since Descartes, may be our greatest delusion. In the 1930s, a researcher traveled across America with a Chinese couple during peak anti-Asian sentiment. Despite widespread prejudice, they were refused service only once at over 250 establishments. Yet when surveyed later, over 90% claimed they would refuse Chinese customers. This gap between predicted and actual behavior reveals an enduring pattern. In Milgram's obedience experiments, no one believed they'd deliver potentially lethal shocks, yet 62.6% did. The traditional iceberg metaphor for consciousness misleads us. A better comparison is a house. You can describe its finished form perfectly, yet remain clueless about its construction. We experience our conscious thoughts, but only guess at the processes that constructed them. Consider vision, which consumes a third of your brain's resources, not for converting light into signals, but for extensive construction. What we see isn't purely external reality, but a constructed product filled in with prior knowledge. Similarly, our preferences emerge from inaccessible processes. People worldwide, even day-old infants, agree on attractiveness, with bilateral symmetry consistently predicting beauty. Yet almost no one consciously recognizes symmetry as the reason. This illusion creates a devastating consequence. It makes our minds appear superior to others. When someone disagrees, we assume they're biased or uninformed, never considering our own judgment might be equally clouded. In 1879, Standing Bear stood in a Nebraska courtroom fighting for recognition as a human being. After forced relocation killed nearly a third of his tribe, he attempted to return his son's bones to ancestral burial grounds. U.S. officials portrayed the Poncas as mindless savages. Standing Bear held out his hand and declared, "If I pierce it, I shall feel pain. If you pierce your hand, you also feel pain. The blood that will flow from mine will be the same color as yours. I am a man." This moment captures dehumanization, when we fail to recognize another person's mind. Throughout history, from colonizers viewing indigenous peoples as lacking reason to NFL owners treating players as machines, this pattern repeats, Yet paradoxically, we see minds where none exist. We attribute hurricanes to God's anger, describe stock markets as pleased, see faces in smoke, and ascribe complex emotions to pets. This tendency exists on a spectrum from rocks to humans, with contentious gray minds in between, fetuses, chimpanzees, corporations, and gods. We're easily fooled by visual cues. Humans remain hypersensitive to anything eye like, behaving more generously when observed by robot eyes or even eye images. Motion at human speed triggers mind perception, explaining our emotional response to animated characters. Emotional connection also triggers mind perception. College students rate favorite TV characters as more real than disliked ones. The lonely are more likely to anthropomorphize objects and believe in watchful deities. Our tendency to recognize minds in non-humans reflects our brain's greatest ability, though we must balance this against the greater moral error of failing to recognize actual minds in humans and sentient animals. A man asks how to reach the other side of a river. The person across responds, "You are on the other side." This joke captures our fundamental challenge. We can't escape our own perspective when understanding others. While children are notoriously self-centered, adults simply get better at correcting this tendency. We never fully outgrow it. Being at the center of our universe leads us to overestimate our importance. When researchers asked married couples to estimate their responsibility for household tasks, both spouses consistently overclaimed. Combined percentages significantly exceeded 100%. This extended even to negative behaviors like causing arguments. Our egocentrism makes us overestimate how much others notice us. In the Barry Manilow experiment, participants wearing embarrassing t-shirts estimated nearly 50% of people would notice. Only 23% actually did. This curse of knowledge blinds us to others' viewpoints. Clorox scientists spent 10 years perfecting shelf-stable ranch dressing, comparing versions to the original recipe they knew well. When consumers, who'd never tasted the original, tried their inferior version, they loved it. We project our minds onto others most when we know little about them, explaining why email and Twitter communication breeds misunderstandings. Our brains extract statistical averages from groups in under half a second, an adaptive skill for navigating social environments. While stereotypes often contain kernels of truth, they dramatically overestimate differences. Americans correctly identified that Democrats favor wealth equality more than Republicans, but estimated a 35% gap when the actual difference was only 3.5%. Stereotypes fail because we operate in wicked environments with imperfect data sampling, incomplete information, seeing small slices of groups, and relying on secondhand accounts. Accuracy improves with direct experience, knowledge of majority groups, and focus on visible behaviors rather than invisible mental states. We naturally focus on differences over similarities, exaggerating what distinguishes groups. Men think about sex once every 30 minutes, not every 7 seconds, and the empathy gap has an effect size of only 0.2, while people estimate 0.7. When observing behavior, we believe we're seeing clearly into others' minds when we're actually viewing through a distorted lens. Olympic gold medalists appear supremely talented, yet we miss thousands of practice hours, parental support, and fortunate circumstances. The Quiz Bowl experiment demonstrates this. Audiences judge questioners as brilliant and contestants as dim, ignoring the questioner's massive advantage. Misunderstanding context's power creates ineffective solutions. Smaller plates reduce consumption more than education campaigns because people eat whatever portion appears, regardless of hunger. Despite widespread belief, body language reveals far less than we think. Microexpressions are exceptionally rare and appear equally during truthful statements and deception. Dale Carnegie's principle to see things from the other person's point of view has a fatal flaw. It assumes we can imagine others' perspectives accurately. Research shows perspective taking consistently reduces accuracy in reading emotions and intentions, magnifying errors and increasing distrust. We should get perspective directly, not imagine it. When considering repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, 1,167 retired officers opposed it based on assumptions. The Pentagon surveyed 115,000-plus active soldiers. 70% believed repeal would have neutral or positive effects. A year later, it was confirmed, a non-event. The Cuban Missile Crisis nearly ended the world because both sides fought imagined enemies. Only through direct communication was catastrophe averted. Kennedy discovered Khrushchev faced parallel challenges from hardliners in his own government. Our mistakes share one outcome, underestimating others' mental complexity. The solution isn't mastering body language or perfecting perspective taking. It's creating space for direct, honest communication. In our divided world, this might be the most radical act, admitting we don't know and simply asking.